Okay, well, the Lord bless you this day. May His face shine upon you. And may you experience His peace. His peace that passes understanding. And that you would know the hope to which you have been called. Just bless you today with the favor of God. The title of today's message is The King's Desire. The King's Desire. And we'll see where we go with this here today. I just have one verse, and it may be a very short message. But I think it's an important message and perhaps a profound message. There's just one verse that the Lord put on my heart to share today. And this is John chapter 17. Verse 24. I encourage you to go ahead and open up your Bible and read along here. I'm going to read this verse, John 17, verse 24. And this is in the middle of a prayer that Jesus is praying. We're going to take this one verse, and it says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. So, there's quite a bit in there, but I want to just highlight this one simple and yet profound statement that Jesus makes. And he says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me. That one little phrase. Father, I desire those you have given me to be with me. There's many aspects, characteristics of God. But we see here God's desire for His people to be with Him. God is love, and there is agape love that pours out itself or lays down its life for another, and that's the God kind of love. And sometimes I think we fall into this thing of, well, you know, yeah, okay, I don't know why, but God loves me. But I think with that, sometimes we get this idea that God loves us. And since He's love, you know, He also loves His enemies. And so, you know, He's love, but, you know, He just kind of puts up with us. But this verse seems to tell us more than just Him putting up with us. But it's actually a desire to be with us, or a desire for us to be with Him. Have you ever thought about that? The reality that this King of Kings, this majestic ruler of heaven and earth, desires that we be with him where he is. God is a spirit. When Jesus died, he made a way for us to be with him in the spirit, both now and for all eternity. But in way of maybe an earthly example to bring this reality home a little bit, God's been revealing this to my own heart, this desire that he has for me to be with him. And that's something the Lord's revealed over the years to me. And I've been astounded that he would not only just be willing to help me and do things for me, but that he actually enjoys spending time with me. He enjoys it when I draw near to him and I fellowship with him. And sometimes just simply be with him. Sometimes not even saying a word, but simply just being. I mean, how crazy is this that the King of the universe would enjoy spending time with me? But again, back to an earthly example. In recent months, I've been getting to know a certain lady, and God continues to draw our hearts and lives together. And the more that I'm around her, the more I desire to be with her, or for her to be with me. I do some things that, you know, to lay down my own desires or lay down my own will sometime to agape love her. But I don't really do it so much out of duty as I do it out of desire. For I long to be with her. Sometimes doing things with her, and sometimes just simply being together. And it's incredible the intensity of the longing, of the desire to simply be with her. And as I've been experiencing some of that intense desire, the Lord had reminded me of this verse that he had shared with me in years past, but he shared it with me again and was saying, David, now you're beginning to get a little glimpse into my heart's desire. This longing that you have to be together with this one is a taste of the longing in my heart for my people to be with me. There can be a lot of distractions and a lot of busyness and a lot of different things that can distract us from simply being with him. I invite you to ask the Lord to reveal His heart in this area towards you, that you would have a taste of the intensity of the longing that He has for you to be with Him. In every area of our lives. Sometimes that's going to mean doing things together. Serving together. Sometimes that's going to mean just simply being still together. But whatever He is about, that we would draw near to Him. For the King desires us to be with Him. In general, I feel like messages should be, you know, a certain length of time. But I feel like this is all the Lord has to share at this moment. The simple and yet profound reality that He desires your presence. He desires you to be with Him where He is. He desires for you to come up. Come up and be with Him. And I'm not just talking about dying someday. But at this moment, we have the opportunity in the Spirit to draw near to Him, to experience Him, to know Him, and to walk with Him through this journey of life. And so if I can just finish up this short message tonight and simply say, the King desires your presence. The King desires that you would be with Him where He is. The King desires relationship with you. The King desires to know you and to be known by you. The King desires your presence. Thank you, Father. Father, I just stand in awe of your great love and your heart's desire that we would be with you where you are. Father, help this to be more than words on a page. But would you cause this to sink deep into our being? That as we draw near to you, we would not know, only know that you just love us, but that you actually desire for us to be with you. Father, help us to lay aside everything. Every weight, every sin, every burden, every distraction, every bit of busyness, everything that hinders us from simply being with you and following after you. It's in your mighty, powerful, wonderful, beautiful name we pray. Amen.